Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and of course, more officially recording with that elongated and illustrious introduction, no matter how factual it is. This is T.A., T.A. Scott and Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game, with a legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Whew, we've got some cool weather coming in this week, and with some more showers, according to the forecast, but it should be good and sunny by the time the regional track meets take place this upcoming Friday and Saturday, May 1st and May 2nd, which, of course, a number of our Central Texas area prospects will be involved in, getting ready to hopefully qualify for that state track meet in the mid-month of May down there in Austin. But what do you expect in Central Texas, aside from blessed weather that constantly changes? However, I want to encourage all of us out there to make sure that you stay hydrated no matter what. Again, stay hydrated at all costs, whether you're keeping your bottle of water with you, your Gatorade, etc. Stay hydrated, because longevity is what we all want to pursue, and we want to live healthy more than anything else, because I myself am joining this fight against bad health. Tonight, we have a special guest, a prospect that is definitely making his presence known in the Central Texas area, our number 3 rated cornerback prospect for the 2016 class, Roger Preciado from College Station High School. This is going to be a great combo with one of the fastest prospects on the defensive side of the ball. It's springtime, folks, and the spring evaluation period began on Wednesday, April 15th, and will continue all the way through the end of May 2015. For prospects, especially the 2016 prospects, college coaches will be coming through, speaking with the high school coach, and possibly speaking with you in person. So make sure you always give your best first impression. Yes, sir, no, sir, I don't know, sir. Okay, remember, first impressions are always lasting impressions. Follow us on Twitter, at T.A. Scouting Scoop, and send us a friend request, T.A.'s Syntex Football Prospects, 3 words, T.A.'s Syntex, last word, Football Prospects. Also, immediately after this broadcast, you can catch the full radio show interview in its entirety on our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. That's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. And you'll also be able to see Roger's highlight film to see exactly what all the fuss is about as far as the skills that this young man brings to the football field underneath those Friday night lights. Also, Our Winter Honors magazine is still available for you all to subscribe to. Just go on our website and order your copy at tascoutandscoop.com, tascoutandscoop.com, and click on Scouting Magazine. This basically is for everyone that made all district, my personal all Syntex team, all state, and all of our seniors that signed scholarships or signed letters of intent to go to college. Of course, I'm always very proud to be associated with such a piece of work, an interesting piece of work that is, and I'm pretty sure you all will definitely be excited once you get your hands on it. Now we're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to be back to talk with our prospect of the evening, so stay tuned.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the motor mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the motor mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
You hear me talking?
All right, all right. We're back. With our guest of this evening, our number 3 ranked cornerback prospect from College Station High School, Roger Preciado. Roger, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm great. I appreciate you taking time away from your daily grind, whether it be studying, whether it be getting ready for the next season, or whether it be your entrepreneurial skills that we'll talk about here a little later on. But
yes, sir.
Roger, go ahead and tell our audience out there, just in case if I messed it up, how do you pronounce your last name?
Preciado.
Preciado, okay. Folks, I stand corrected. Preciado, so remember that. All right, Roger, okay, we're going to go ahead and get it started, get it popping. You attend College Station High School.
Yes, sir.
A College Station, which is a fairly new high school, which just produced you all's first ever Division I signing, Jeremiah Booker. What does it mean to you to be a Cougar?
It's pretty awesome, actually. You know, Jeremiah is bringing a lot of attention to the school, and he's kind of set that example, you know, that hard-working example, that mentality you got to have to be a great player. He's definitely kind of sparked our minds a little bit on how to be a hard-working individual.
Okay, good stuff. Now, you guys, man, y'all made it to the playoffs last season. Of course, y'all had an outstanding run in y'all's district. Mm-hmm. I think you guys finished second. And then, man, you had that hiccup in the first round of the playoffs against Huddle.
Yeah, for sure.
What are the Cougars' plans for this upcoming season? I mean, and who else on your team should football fans and scouts like myself be on the lookout for?
We've got an outstanding quarterback. His name's Ty Brock. He's going to be a junior this year. He's a pretty great player. He's really smart. And we have DeMarcus Davis. He's another corner. Charlie Glover is a corner and slot receiver. We're all playing both ways pretty much. We got Sed Williams, Chris Sinet, Mark Wagner, inside linebacker. They're all great players. Oh, extremely great hard workers.
Okay. All right, so what are y'all plans this year with all the good ball players and good hard workers that you're telling me about? What are you all playing as a unit for the Cougars?
I think we're just going to, nothing's really changed. Our scheme is still the same. We're just perfecting what we do and continuing to, work hard and trying to place our players in the right spots and, to make the team as best as they can be.
All right. Okay, now, Roger, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we're going to take a short commercial break after we go over this. Okay, what is your grade point average, and also how important are academics to you?
My GPA right now is a 2.56, pushing a 2.6 right now. Academics, that's a pretty hefty topic. I've learned the hard way to take, academics very seriously. You kind of start off coming into high school, not really. You hear all those rumors, high school, don't take high school seriously first year. I heard it, but I didn't have my head over my shoulders, And I've learned really fast to try to.
Okay. All right, man, for yourselves, young people, you hear it for yourselves, who may have that same mentality that Roger once had, okay? So make sure you're taking those books seriously, or else you too can learn the hard way. But the young man has rebounded, and he's ready to get himself ready for the end of his junior year and to finish out his senior year before heading off to college. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break. Then we'll be back to wrap it up with Roger Preciado. So take it easy, and we'll be right back.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big D today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, Toastmasters, folks. Believe me, I would not be able to facilitate this radio show week in, week out, if it not for joining Toastmasters some years back. And believe me, if it can work wonders for me, it can help anyone out there improve their public speaking skills tremendously. All right, we're back. We're back with Roger Preciado, our number 3-ranked cornerback prospect from College Station High School. Roger, go ahead and give us your height, your weight, and your 40 time.
Right now I'm 5'10". I weigh 178. And at our school on the boards, 4'4", I ran a 4.56 at a Nike regional opening not too long ago.
Well, hold on. You ran a 4.56 laser?
I think so, yes, sir. 4.56.
All right. Man, that's pretty fast, man. That's basically like in the 4.3s for a hand time, a low 4.4.
Yes, sir.
But that's fast, man. So that's fast. And like I told you all out there, this guy definitely is one of the fastest prospects in Central Texas on the field. So make sure you keep your eye out for this young man. And you'll see his highlights once we post it on our blog page at the conclusion of the show. Now, do you play any other sports? If so, which one?
Yes, sir. I play football and I run track. Run track.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what events in track and field do you use?
The open 100, and I run the 4x1 and 4x2.
Okay. Did you guys get a chance to make it to regionals or what?
Actually, we had a pretty bad handoff at area, so we weren't able to qualify for regionals, but we definitely wanted to. 4x1, 4x2,
okay.
We just couldn't pull it off.
All right. Okay, then. Well, you got another year to make up for it, and hopefully
yes, sir, definitely.
We'll see you guys in regionals and also qualifying for the state track team next year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I have you listed as the number 3 ranked cornerback in Centex. What all positions do you play? I mean, man, it's just exciting seeing you operate in so many different categories on the field, but what all positions do your coaching staff have you lined up at?
Well, my position is cornerback, and I play safety as well. I played safety during the season, but I've been recruited as cornerback. And freshman year, I came from playing running back, slot receiver, to just going strictly defense. But this year, I'm trying to get back into the running back a little bit and playing some slots too.
Okay. All right. And do you do any special teams such as
returns, and kickoff? Yes, sir. All three of them.
All right, man. Woo! But that's a busy schedule, I tell you, folks. That's a busy schedule to have every Friday night. Now, what are some areas of improvement that you feel you need to work on or are working on?
Currently, I'm trying to, perfection is unattainable. I'm trying to better my technique, and that's one of my biggest things right now is technique on both sides of the ball. And also, just being a smarter player, that's what I'm trying to do currently.
Okay. All right, yeah. Never hurts to have a high football IQ as well as having a high IQ off the football field. But I get your point. You definitely always want to improve yourself physically and cerebrally in order to become as close to perfect of a football prospect as possible. Now, we're going to take another short commercial break. We're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to be back to talk some more with Roger Preciado. So hang on, and we'll be right back.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. military precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatments. Inspire Design also offer color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Slater Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspire Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right. Check out Ms. D and her crew over there, always keeping the folks looking beautiful and even more confident than when they came before to see them. All right, we're back with Roger Preciado from College Station High School, our number 3 ranked cornerback prospect. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty, Roger. What or how is recruiting been going for you?
You know, the recruiting process is pretty crazy, actually. You get into it not knowing what's going to happen. You hear things about it, but it's actually pretty insane. And I've learned to enjoy it, you know. And getting messages from coaches and letters and stuff is just been pretty awesome.
Okay. Do you have any offers yet? And if so or if not, what schools are showing you the most attention?
I got my first offer from Army last Friday, I think. First offer from Army. And
congratulations on that.
Thank you. And I've been talking to, Navy, Texas, Cincinnati, Houston, a little bit from Arizona State, and I've been talking to Coach Walters from Colorado. Those are the schools.
Okay. All right, Coach Walters. Yeah, and he's actually a City of College Station
a
former prospect, because I played against him in high school. But yeah, Troy Walters started out there at Stanford during the mid to late 90s, and a guy that played some professional football. And glad to see, any coach that's from Central Texas, return to their roots. Now, we talked before, and you revealed to me that you have West Coast roots.
Oh, yes, sir.
Would you mind playing in the Pac-12? I know you said Colorado, but those schools that actually line up on the West Coast, I mean, would you mind playing there if that opportunity presented itself?
I have no problem with playing anywhere in the country. I play anywhere, but, yeah, definitely in the Pac-12, the West Coast area, I play anywhere.
Okay, good stuff. And the reason I asked that question, Roger, and for all our listeners out there, is because there's always been partially a misconception that Texas kids are afraid to leave home. Now, that is true in some cases or in many cases, but you do have many prospects like yourself that are underrated, overlooked, that are just hungry to go get a good education and also play ball and display their skills and hopefully be able to play at the highest level one day with a college degree in your hand as well. So that's the reason I asked that question for all of y'all out there that are listening. But, young man, it's good to hear that you have a mature mindset as it relates being open for any and all opportunities that are out there that may help you proceed on in life. All right, Roger. Okay, being a good prospect from Central Texas is almost synonymous with being underrated or overlooked. How do you feel you stack up with other cornerbacks from other geographical areas that are highly rated with more offers than yourself?
That's a hard question because you really don't know what everybody else is doing. When you're one of those days off, you're sitting there, you don't know what everybody else is doing. So I always try to work hard, and I don't try to waste time. I try to always do something to benefit myself, to be stay productive, and I feel like I always have the mindset. I feel like that even though it might not be true, but I feel it. So you just see that little chip on your shoulder. You feel like you're better than everybody else. Even though that might not be true, but I know how hard I work, and I don't know how hard everybody else is working. That's why I try to give my maximum effort all the time.
All right, man. Woo! Now I understand that you also have some entrepreneurial skills going on. Tell us
what
that's about and how is that going? What that's about and how is that going?
Last summer, me and my buddy Travis started our own landscaping company called T&R Services. We ended up making about $2,400 during the summer. We had to split, between both of us equally. And we made that much money just, kind of not knowing what we're doing, kind of playing around, fixing stuff from, you know, from how our parents taught us. And then this, just starting up about a month ago, we started a new landscaping company called TCR Services, and we added a third member to make it a little bit easier on ourselves. And we've gone from a little bit of plumbing to building beds to changing air vents in houses to fixing carpets to doing a lot of stuff. And we're getting pretty good at it, and we're getting smarter and smarter as we go.
Okay, man, that's great, man. That's outstanding. Young entrepreneur, and what's the name of your services again?
TCR Services.
TCR Services. Okay, for all of you all out there in the Brazos Valley area, which is where Bryan College Station is located, make sure you hit these young men up. There's some young, honest men keeping their nose clean, staying out of trouble, and doing their best to increase the entrepreneurial spirit. Now, with that being said, what do you want to study in college?
I've been, you know, entrepreneurship or business or something like that. I've actually been thinking about communication too. I'm still trying to, you know, decide which one I want to be strictly focused on, but I'm not sure yet. I still got a little bit of time, but, you know, it's coming around the corner, so I'm trying to think here pretty fast.
Okay, good stuff. And I figured, the reason I asked the question is I figured you already have some business skills going, so it's only natural for most people to go into the business field that are attaining or pursuing a college education. Now, folks, we're going to go ahead and take one last commercial break, and then we're going to be back up to conclude this show with our number 3 ranked cornerback prospect, Roger Preciado. So stay tuned.
Hey, Master's Barbershop, located 810 West Rancid, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right. Neil and his crew over there on Restaurant here. Go see those guys so they can tighten you up. All right. We're back. Roger Preciado of College Station High School. Roger, do you have any last comments that you'd like to share with our listeners about you and your Eagles teammates?
You and my Cougar teammates, can you repeat it?
I'm sorry, your Cougar teammates. My apologies.
I think that this year all of our mindsets have changed drastically. We are hardworking, way more hardworking than last year. I think we know what we have to do and what we have to accomplish. So I think we're going to be ready.
All right. Man. Hey, folks, these guys, they're good, okay? Remember I said before on our radio show, in Central Texas, we play football. I understand a lot of you fans like to follow those schools in the mega cities like Dallas and Houston, L.A., Miami, et cetera. But down here in Central Texas, especially in the Brazos Valley, we play serious football. And guys like Raja are basically a number of our prospects here that are not just underrated and overlooked, but are some legit ballers all day long. Well, Roger, young man, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Taking time away from your studies, working out, or your entrepreneurial skills. Young man, continue to be confident in yourself. Keep your head down and continue to work hard, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, again, all our folks out there that are listening, make sure immediately after this broadcast that you go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you can see Roger's highlights and also be able to listen to this radio show or radio broadcast in its entirety. Remember, check us out on Twitter at @THScholarScoop or follow us on Twitter at @THScoutingScoop, on Facebook, TA's Syntex Football Prospects, and make sure that you go to our website and order yourself a copy of our magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiting, Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, TAScoutingScoop.com, and click on Scouting Magazine. For myself, Roger Preciado, and all those out there that support TA Scouting Scoop, hey, you all be safe out there, keep yourselves hydrated, and always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. Be blessed.